And this is the show of controversial views and controversial conversations. I am...
Hey, y'all. Hey.
What's up?
Just your girl, Tony.
It's Cass. Follow me on IG at QueenCass _.
Ooh, ooh. Soft flex, okay. Put your plug in there.
Right.
That was the lamest intro.
First of all,
we taking over, so it don't matter.
Look, oh wow. And I'm still Buff Daddy Dom, and that is, I wanted to say my better half, but after that intro, it's just because it's Women's Month, I ain't gonna give y'all no free points. Mm. Big ups to y'all, you know, celebrations, you know, there's a lot of history in this month. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, I'm Peace and Nazir, by the way.
You know, my co-host, you
if
know.
If you didn't recognize.
Because we goating out this bitch, you know.
Yeah, you know. Big goat, big beard.
Small goatee. Wait,
not big beard.
All right, so this is... Can't Be Canceled, and today we are doing a takeover, and we got our women with us today. The women behind the great men that run the show, and arguably greater, so, depending on the day.
Definitely depends on the day.
Oh, God.
Every day?
Literally.
Wow.
24/7.
Y'all took a stretch, didn't y'all?
Humble much?
Man, not at all.
It's Women's Month, so,
you know. We here.
Did you need a step stool for that reach?
In fact, no, I didn't.
The ladies had a few conversations they wanted to bring up today. Y'all want to start?
We were just jumping into Megan Thee Stallion off air. And who she's dating. Partisan Fontaine.
Okay, so like, out of the four adults in this room, how many of us know who he is?
I do.
I
don't know who he is.
I don't know who that man is.
I've been seeing that a lot on social media, and I just like...
What is he, like a Joe Budden type of nigga?
Wow.
I just thought, he's a rapper, right?
He's a rapper. He got.
I just never...
But like, usually you got that song. Too. Oh, he's a writer. Okay.
Yeah. He's like,
I can respect that.
He's written a lot of people's hits,
like,
too. Like,
Kodak Yellow was... Partisan.
He wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Backing it up for whatever reason, y'all can't remember that song.
I feel like it's not Kodak.
Backing it up.
So that's the Partisan.
Hook. Yeah.
Yes. Partisan Fontaine, but he goes by Party.
Oh, I've heard of Partisan. I've never heard of Party not being associated with anyone else than Party Next Door. So.
But it's P-A-R-D-I.
Okay.
Yeah.
First
See,
of all,
I still don't know who
why
is.
While we're here, I think Party Next Door is weak as fuck as far as an artist.
What?
I don't like any of the shit. All the shit is like it's real basic. You know, he diving on other dudes, girls, and you know he a side nigga, blah blah blah. It's like it's been done before over and over again, and there's nothing exciting about his vocals at all.
I can say I only do like a few of his older songs, but he's not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're disrespectful.
He's still a good artist.
The only reason I even know who he is.
Disrespectful to the six.
Man.
Come on, bro.
First of all.
He put the whole city on the map.
It's been. No, not this. We've already said this.
I tried to say
that with a straight face. No, couldn't keep it.
No.
Couldn't keep it.
His letter, his name is in all caps for a reason.
His songs are only going to be played at parties where more than likely.
Pun intended?
People are going to be doing hard drugs.
Hard
drugs like Xannies and
he's
all
like
that.
He's like
The
Weeknd Junior.
Yes.
Yeah, but The Weeknd could play anywhere. But
who would do hard drugs listening to The Weeknd?
Oh yeah, no. If you do hard drugs, you definitely listen. Listen to The Weeknd
on The Weeknd.
Oh God, yeah.
Listen to
The
Weeknd.
Oh no.
Like go on a bender listening to The Weeknd, basically just.
Like, you definitely texting an ex listening to The Weeknd for too long. You might try and commit suicide. Like, you're going to do
That's
something.
That's how I feel about Rod Wave.
You know what? I can't get with the whole depression thing. Like, it just, like, it sounds depressing. Like, I listen to depressing rap, but depressing rap and a depressing voice on a depressing beat, oh, God, that just sounds like too much.
I can say, like, when I did listen to The Weeknd, it was, like, all the depressing stuff. Like, the House of Balloons album.
I was listening to that. I'm going to be honest with you. That was, like, my worst time in life. And, I mean, like, as far as my values, I was probably the worst nigga dating. But I love The Weeknd, which probably doesn't speak more to that, what that is. Mm-hmm. And I was smoking a lot of weed. I was, yeah, and drinking a lot. Yeah, so, like, I need a rehab.
The Weeknd. Yeah. So basically,
pun intended. Y'all killing me today. So partisan.
Partisan.
He actually got bars. I actually like him as a rapper.
Okay, so yeah. He.
It just feels like together. He came out of nowhere.
So they're together, like, they're locked in, it's official.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't keep up with them anymore.
Yeah, they post each other all the time. She always posts him, like, literally. Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure, but I'm almost positive he actually has a song with Tory Lanez.
Does he?
I'm almost, like, I'm about to go ahead.
You're going to have to hop in the research bag for that one.
Oops, my bad.
Yeah. Nice little segue.
Yeah, you know.
Could have been
Dominic trying to be a rapper. Heard you. What's no? What's you know who he look name? Like. You know who this what's nigga my, look like. Who? Oh, bro.
My rap name it was Change at one point.
Huh?
Change. It was a nickname that came from another life.
You used to make Wait, change.
Are you trolling or like that's a
no? It's a real thing.
You're dead ass.
I had a bad attitude. Bad attitude problem.
So that. So your that, nickname that's, was Change. Let me.
Go ahead.
So what was the correlation between changing? You had to change your behavior?
I was a nerdy dude, and I actually had a day where I snapped on somebody, and they lost about 6 teeth in a fight. And so
they saw you change.
Because you made change out of it. You know, like, I'm
going to bro.
Please don't do that. This is our only chance right now. Like, we not going to get invited back to that
one. You have to make change out of it. I'm like, what?
Just say it. Let that one go.
It hit in my head.
She said it sounded like a good word.
It did.
I'm not seeing anything with him and Tory Lanez on the
song.
Did
he write Tory Lanez?
No, I don't know if I'm thinking of somebody else. I gotta find the song, but I really did think he was on a song.
Beyond the fact, like, Tory Lanez is what, like, 5'11"?
No,
he's 5'2".
Yeah. Partisan is like 6'3", 6'4", somewhere around there. He played basketball.
Somewhere close.
Yeah.
I'm like
6'3" is how and tall Party is.
Pause. Hold on. Hard pause. When you say somebody's height, don't say 6'3". Like, don't put.
Oh, no. Excuse me. He's 6'6". Woo. Ooh, that's a tall man. That's a tall man.
Oh, hell no. Excuse me, people. We're gonna take a quick segue so I can snap some bundles. Some bundles will be removed today.
Gonna be hair streaks all
the way gonna be over there.
Ooh, like, wow.
I mean, listen. Hey,
now imagine that. But imagine being tall. 5'6" and hearing something. You lose your damn mind. Boy,
you know what? She's being petty because that's a little known fact about myself. Like, I didn't want to be tall if I couldn't be like super tall. Like, I'm average tall.
You
6'4".
Didn't want
to
be average.
I wanted to be 6'6" if this I was gonna be tall.
Gets on my every nerve. You're the only nigga I know that complain about being tall. Like, what? Only nigga.
Because like, I'm
switch
not
me then, nigga.
I'm tall until a tall nigga walk into a room. Like, I'm
the tall nigga that walks into the room.
Okay, that was a banger. That was valid. I will give you that one.
6'4" though. You 6'4", 250. You good. Like, what the fuck? Niggas been 5'6", 180 their whole life. 6'4", 250 big shit. This nigga got the nerve to say, oh, if I had a choice.
I do sound like the nigga who got a couple million, like, man, I ain't making enough money.
Yeah, one of those.
My bad.
So, Cardi is 6'6".
Party. Him and Cardi is, like friends and shit, though.
Right, yeah. For real?
Yeah.
ad-lib from Sebastian, people, if you ain't noticed, with the takeover came a baby.
Yeah, that's, big mom life, you know.
Oh, so is he going to be a rapper? Are you foreshadowing his rap career?
No.
Big Bash?
Bash? I grew up pretty poor and definitely different types of conditions. If he grows up to be a rapper in any fashion other than Jaden Smith, we might have problems. that's the only direction he can go.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith route.
This boy has not struggled.
At all.
I don't want to hear about a rap never song. Had it.
My
none
mom
of that.
Had an OnlyFans.
Started from the bottom. None of that. Nah.
It's all lies.
Go listen to his mixtape. Like, that is not the truth.
That's not you. That's who are you rapping about?
You thought Kirk Franklin went off. Oh, yeah. They gotta choke the shit. No.
My daddy was a hustler. They called him Change.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? That was off the cuff, too. I give you that. That was a good one.
Change.
You know what? And Tony can attest to this. There are people who have known me for years, and they still think that's my name.
Change.
Yeah, because I didn't own my own government for a long time. Because more people call me my nickname than they actually call me my real name.
So everybody calls you Change instead of Dominic.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah,
I really
not
do.
Alias.
Yeah, I really do. We're not gonna put them on air, but we'll talk about it later.
Big Dom, bomb yeah. Dom the bomb.
That, you know what? I hate that one, but that's come up a lot.
Dom the bomb?
Dom.com. Like
Dom.com? That's
your dad
bomb.
Calls me that.
that's ain't nothing wrong with that. That's clever.
Of course you think so. Son of Nigel. we here now. We are.
So we gonna segue into another Megan. Meghan Markle.
Hey.
I got her.
Yeah. Can we? Meghan Markle, as in like Prince Harry's.
No, I wanted to see. I know about the situation. Oh. I just want to know where she was going with it.
I feel like I'm split and torn between two sides of the coin. Like, ooh, half of me is like, yeah, like she should have known what to expect. And then the other half of me is like, bro, like. They really, like, pushing it and, like, just doing absolutely the most, and they're already married. Like, at that point, it's too late. Like, y'all lost the fight, and essentially you're just trying to push them out of that whole situation just to kind of protect something that isn't even there anymore. Like, yeah. I just feel like, that's not a thing anywhere else in the world but in the UK.
Yeah, you would have thought that, like, they would have had all this heat for her before they got married and had a whole baby.
Right.
Don't they have another one on the way?
Yes.
So,
yeah. Yeah, so from what I heard is, like, they were putting immense pressure on her, like, before the actual wedding. That was pretty much what was being said. And when it was said that they were going to do it, it was just basically, like, they were doing more to see. They were putting stress on their relationship, basically, like seeing how much pressure they can put on them to make them crack. And they left. That was just pretty much it. They left. Like they didn't. I don't think they. I mean, we all know that when it comes to Europeans, as far as the royal family, that's ultimate whiteness.
Yeah, that's why I feel you. She should have known what she was getting into.
Right.
Like, what
I mean, like you might be tough. Mulatto or mix or however you want to call it, but.
That was
like yeah, she closed like paperback test she's passing, but you still black, like
yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing though, like she's been a model as a very, very fair skinned woman. She probably was very much illusioned on like how limited she was gonna be in that situation. Like I don't think she thought she was gonna get racism at that mark.
I think, oh, well, I watched the a very good body language, what do you want to call them? What do they call them? Body language breakdown. Artists? Mm-hmm. What are people that break down body language? And his name is Derek. Huh?
Interpreter? I don't know.
I don't know what their job is, but he's on YouTube. His name is Derek Van Shake, and he does very excellent work. But he broke down the Meg Markle interview, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And basically, how he was explaining it, he made it make sense, whatever she was saying. Mm-hmm. how she was, how he was explaining was she knew about the royal family and how they kind of operated, but on another sense, it was like all of that information came from the internet and not from anybody on the inside.
Yeah.
So then when it was time to get real, all this time didn't pass where she could have been getting ready for this lifestyle she was about to live. I mean, she could, you can only hear about it through the media. If you're not in the royal family, you don't know. How many people have heard about the royal family before social media started up? If Americans wouldn't give a fuck about the royal family if social media wasn't so keen in on seeing what they got going on.
I mean, because the only time you would see them is in the National Enquirer.
Exactly.
But you know what? That you saying that actually speaks to another fact, because even at the point where they're removed from the family and, you know, they're talking about it, you can even see in an interview that she's still taking cues from him on what she should talk about.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Because, like, when she asked him, you know, when they started seeing the racism, when Oprah asked Megan when they started seeing the racism, she looked at Harry. You know, the black woman looked like, you gonna speak on it or no? Like, and like he pretty much spoke towards it, but at the same time, if she was as comfortable with that situation, and who's to say, you know, there's not something deeper on as far as like what the consequences of them, you know, saying stuff or, you know, them moving away from the royal family, because he still got obligations no matter what as a royal descendant.
But does he though? I thought he eliminated that.
Yeah. If he can denounce it, but he's always gonna be the heir to the throne. Like, no matter what. He could always reclaim it. He could denounce his hierarchy or however you wanna say it. He could denounce that, and then, you know, somebody else takes the seat. And the day he says, I want my seat, he can take that seat. That's how royalty works. Like, this, it's not an office. It's a seat of blood.
So regardless, him and his bloodline, they're always going to have that.
They're always going to be.
To go do that. But yeah. I feel like.
There's an order, though. You know, it got to be in order. You know, but yeah.
I think I'm more so on Megan's side. I don't like how the media, especially over in the UK, tried to spin her to be like this villainous person. I can see where they're coming from, because it's like, well, dude, like to Tony's point, I mean, dude, you kind of knew what you was getting yourself into. But I think she made a lot of valid points when she brought up Disney princesses. I mean, that's what you would think royal families are like.
But you know what, though? There's another thing to another side to that. What people feel to realize is like, but even before talking about the royal family, black people from the UK have been talking about the inert racism within the UK for decades. Yeah. As long as black people have been allowed to get on TV from the UK, because that has not always been the case. There hasn't always been like a freedom of media over there. They have been saying, like, you know, it may not be as loud as it is in the US, but it's here. It's definitely here. You know it. You feel it when they look at you when you're in the room. Actually, Jane Austen went over there and did a study, and it was a lot harder for white people to accept their racism. This study has cracked hundreds of rooms of white people, but in the UK, they fought it every step of the way. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to own it, even with black people telling them like, this is what you go through. And hell, they call black people half black people over there half caste. Dang. That's what they. That's it's not even seen as a slur. Oh, he's half caste.
Don't do that shit again. Oh,
that's
it's the correct term, isn't it?
That's so awful. Stop.
Niggas been watching too much Peppa Pig.
Oh my god.
Golly. You
know, hey, what's the scandal with Peppa Pig, man? Anybody know?
Bitch can't whistle. Got mad at her friend.
Yeah. Wait, that's it. That's the story.
I'm confused.
I'm so confused. Like,
I watch too much Peppa Pig. That's a whole episode.
So like, that's what the whole internet was blowing up about and everything?
Bitch got mad at her friend.
She could whistle,
and Peppa couldn't whistle, and basically blocked her. Basically, like up and blocked her. What? It's a kids show. They really taught kids this shit. They said, "Hey kids, be jealous." Like,
feel it though, because I can't whisper. That either, episode so. Cracks
no. me up. You about to block me?
I can't whistle. I'm a little jealous every time crying. Somebody's whistling. Especially you. You whistle really? Can't do it. Like,
it was like, you about to break up with me.
You are struggling over there.
You like a 70s scary movie.
She sounds like Scooby trying to blow a bubble.
Really. And the thing is, I've had somebody sit down and try to teach me how to whistle as a kid, and it just wasn't. That's what I got.
None of that.
Okay, I can't do it. Maybe I can't whistle either.
Maybe your lips too dry.
But I sucked in instead of blowing out.
This is not the show for that. It's not what we're doing here today. That was childish.
Reminder, it's Women's Month, so please tread lightly,
On the misogyny. A little bit, my bad.
I mean, if we're gonna talk about it, we have to talk about it.
What about women's empowerment? She said it herself. I just said we weren't gonna go that way.
She said she was sucking in.
Okay, so this year, you said it.
Yeah, I did say it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving head, receiving head. That's all fine. Like, we're all adults here. That's cool, But don't make it seem like it's so bad.
Golly, damn.
Right.
Misogynist.
That's my fault. I'm gonna step down.
Kill the room.
You know what? That's a
shame. This man can't be canceled. My ass.
We just put an X over Dom.
All right, next episode. A big X.
Next episode.
Can't be canceled. Well, actually.
Picture of us both together, me and Gray with a red axe over my face.
Like, things happen during this episode, so you guys are gonna do this anyway. You're gonna cancel them anyway, so we're just in it for you.
So there's this thing I've been seeing that's really while what we just had to joke about misogyny, I actually really, really don't agree with patriarchy as a whole.
Please explain.
Patriarchy is like the way in which we live life under the rule of man. Like, everything is run by men.
Oh.
Male dominated and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the NCAA thing, like, they're in a major tournament. The Final Four tournament generates billions of dollars of revenue for that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the NBA and the WNBA where there's such a disparity in revenue generated from viewership. Like, people watch the women's NCAA almost as much as they watch the men's NCAA. So the fact that they got a dumbbell rack versus an Olympic gym, and somebody who I'm a personal trainer at my other job, so like I know what the big deal is versus an Olympic gym with weights, squat racks, resistance bands and all types of top of the line equipment, and then they got 10 to 30 pounds and dumbbells.
Yeah, and then they I know this is gonna sound bad, but let me just speak on it. Mm-hmm. They could have saved themselves by leaving that at it was about the money.
Yeah,
these niggas came out and said
it was about space.
Oh, that shit was so dumb. What would you call myself? A PR rep,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
as a fake PR rep, right? I'm like, oh my god, like y'all had the answer.
We market for the show, like, so you're a marketer.
It's like it doesn't make any sense. Like y'all had the leeway out right there. Y'all could have just easily said it was about the money. I mean, you would have had people to been like, okay, show us this, show us that. But no, you said, oh, it's not about the money.
Then they're going to upload a picture of the space.
they uploaded a picture of the space?
Yes, the weight room has arrived. This is live from Twitter 5 hours ago, the NCAA women's basketball account. Look at this space. And there's still really nothing in it.
They look like they setting up for a baby shower.
Look at that. Yo, shit.
So they ain't not setting up for a baby shower in that motherfucker.
Bro, it's more it's more space than anything.
Exactly.
I'm looking at so much floor space, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, I thought it was about the money. That's where it came, because that's where my thought goes to when people bring up the pay disparity. Wait, I'm about to say this. This, help me out.
Disparities.
There we go. Smart people. So, when people bring up the NBA and the WNBA, I always bring up to the fact that I understand where you're coming from. I understand.
Oh,
that
God.
Is funny.
Oh, man. Twitter is undefeated.
Literally.
But when they when I'm bringing that up with somebody, I say, I understand where you're coming from. It's just that the money is so shifted. They brought up a picture of LeBron and Sue Bird. They both been in the league same year, same amount of championships, blah, blah, blah. One got paid $100,000 for some, $10K for the finals. LeBron got paid like $300K. And you could just see it all in the arguments. People was going back and forth. But it's really about the money. The NCAA fumbled the bag with this one. You could have just said it was about the money. Now y'all looking like tryhards over here. Trying to fucking... The gym has arrived.
You know what's crazy?
What gym? That looked like six.
Did you see the banquet that they set up for the ladies? Did you see the banquet? They about to have a fucking... what is it called? A potluck.
No, you know,
like potluck.
You know what? That argument makes sense until you realize the same people that make the TV deals and all of the broadcasting deals for the NBA and own the teams in the NBA also owns the WNBA and the same broadcasting deals. If let's say we get a broadcasting deal for the show. You also have your YouTube channel, and I have another show, mm-hmm. and I'm starting my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. You're getting a big enough deal for it can't be canceled. Let's bundle. what can we do to get everything on? But the NBA, that literally takes
Okay. So does it eliminate my point, or is that just something that...
No. I'm saying
not my point, the point.
No. It doesn't eliminate the fact that, there's a disparity, but... The disparity isn't as big as they make it seem as far as, the revenue that they're generating from the WNBA.
You sure about that? Because attendance prices and how many people actually view WNBA games.
When was the last time you see WNBA commercial?
Maybe once. They happen, Christmas time, maybe? And during the finals, maybe, possibly?
The same people who own the NBA, the people who are receiving the revenue for the NBA, also own the WNBA, but you've seen... One WNBA commercial.
I've never seen
it. And you've never seen
it. No.
Maybe one time. My cousin, she used to play basketball, so she would watch the WNBA. Maybe while the game was going on, but...
Are you trying to say they need to promote more?
They're purposely undercutting. They're pocketing a lot more funds. And it's just like, if you say viewership is down and all of that, they're still generating... You're not going to have a whole league that continues to run that's doing nothing. They put the G League on TV. They talk about the G League more on ESPN and on TV more than they talk about the WNBA, which is a professional league, versus the G League is the step down from the professional league.
They funnel more money into...
Yeah, you know what? I could see that. It's about the funneling of the money.
Yeah,
I can see that.
They put more money into the G League and all that extra stuff, but they don't put the same amount of money into... The women's
and it goes back to your point that you said, they probably are pocketing a lot more money, in a sense. I think really where my point comes from is in a perfect world where there is no, slime hand going on.
Yeah.
There's no extra money being taken, right? Everybody's getting paid the right amount of what they're getting paid based off of what happens as far as viewership goes. I just think that you can't really you can't say, would you rather go watch Sue Bird or would you rather go watch LeBron James? If you just ask that simple, that's where the disparity comes from.
I'll put it, we from Cleveland, right?
Yes.
So.
West Side?
Nah, don't do that.
Niggas hate the West Side. It's cool. It's all good.
But no, so we from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Even though Kyrie was here, pre-LeBron, nobody gave a fuck. Then, even after LeBron left the second time, you know, people kept going to the games, but they advertised less. Then when they started marketing more, then, you know, viewership went up as well as attendance. Even though the tickets wasn't that expensive, people were still going because they, you know, they, oh, low tickets now, or call this number for your chance, blah, 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 did all of this. And then after we beat the Brooklyn Nets, as bad as we beat the Brooklyn Nets, they started marketing real hard for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Viewership went up again. Attendance went up again. It is all in what you push. People will, especially in a pandemic, people are looking and dying for things to do.
We was winning. That's why. We was winning at the time. That's why. We was one of the best teams in the East.
We were one of the best teams in the East when LeBron was here, but...
No. I'm talking about at the time of what you're speaking about.
I'm talking about with the Brooklyn Nets.
When we beat the Nets, that's why. I don't think it had anything to do with promoting more. I feel like Cleveland gonna promote the Cavs regardless. Yeah. I see them niggas downtown all the time. I see Cavs commercials. I be getting text messages from my phone like, $5 tickets and all. I see it all. But we was one of the best teams. I don't think it had anything to do with them promoting more.
Pre-LeBron, I didn't see a commercial. Pre-LeBron second time. Like, when Kyrie was leading the team, quote-unquote.
Remember that Kyrie was on the team before LeBron.
Oh, he played for the Cavs, huh? I didn't even know.
All that kind of just came together at once for me, like...
For most people.
Didn't even know.
And so that's more so my point. Like, if you promote... Like, Cleveland, there's not much to do here. Like, let's be honest. Like, we have casinos and, you know, there's Cedar Point is on the other side of the state. But... If you had say, hey, look, the game is going to be on, cheap tickets. Hey, this team is going to be in town. They've even marketed the Cavaliers like that after LeBron left the second time. Like, the Orlando Magic is going to be here, or Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors are going to be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Damn everybody on the Cavs. Damn Kevin Love still here. Kawhi Leonard is coming to Cleveland tonight. And that generates a lot more attendance than not marketing at all. And what my point goes to that is, like, they don't even market. It's like there are women basketball players that dunk now. There are women basketball players that got a legit clip. Like, if you actually watch a WNBA game, it is actually exciting. But the rhetoric is usually that it's boring. They don't do much, you know, a lot. But they're not marketed. It's same thing. All right, perfect example. Clarissa Shields. You know who that is?
Who?
Perfect example. 5-time unified multi-division champion of female boxing. I haven't seen one of her fights on ESPN, SportsCenter, anything. She is undefeated and has international bills.
She just won that fight like a couple days ago?
I want to say a week ago. It was like a week or two ago.
Okay, I seen a post about it.
Yeah, I think I shared it. Like, but like I share, like I'm a fan of hers, and I also share it because, like, for one, I see that they're not sharing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if you undercut women enough, then you can underpay them. You know, because they're depending on your viewership. And if you've never heard of, like, we found out about Clarissa Shields on a Netflix documentary, didn't we? Mm-hmm. About the Olympics,
right?
That's the only reason we found out about her at the beginning, because she's from Flint, Michigan. For one, stand up Flint, Michigan, you know, shout outs, prayers to everybody. Boys,
No. That's a real trend. I'm not making fun of them. Dirty Water Boys, Dirty Water Babies, that's a real thing.
That's
a legit thing, yeah. All these rappers and shit that's coming up. And
oh, like T. Grizzly and something like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I was going to make a... Look at y'all. Laughing and shit. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I can't endorse that. No, wait a minute.
I was like, you...
I'm like,
bro. Like, never say that. No.
I'm like, we taking this can't be canceled thing a little far. Ain't we?
My nigga Joe said I was good in D though, so I'm good.
Who?
Pause. But yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Big? His name is Joseph Woods.
Don't
wait. Oh.
Why would you say his full name?
Joseph Woods.
He said you good.
He said I'm good in Detroit.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. So
he went A's. He's some like Soulja Boy looking nigga with glasses.
Oh, you look like Soulja Boy and you wear glasses. That's just not, I mean, not, not, no,
but he called Ohio the O, so that's why I fuck with him.
The last nigga to call Ohio the O or O Town was Bow Wow.
O Town.
And First of all, Ohio's a state. Let's get that out of the way. Second of all, that nigga been canceled so many times, it ain't even funny.
Bow Wow, oh my God.
You can't cancel Bow Wow unless he come out with some sexual assault shit.
I mean,
some domestic violence shit.
He has been in some domestic violence shit. Only yeah. He got, you know, no, he got his ass beat. Yeah, he got his ass beat.
That stuff happens to men. That is not fun.
You know, while we speaking on it, somebody please protect me, because Tony beats me.
She beats you?
Does she?
Wow.
You saying that out loud? Like, on air? You want a record of that?
So I just seen this tweet, you know, on the topic of the NCAA and everything. And I'm looking at pictures of their food. And just look at this. Look at the men's food and then look at the women's food. The men got lobster mac and cheese.
No, that's unverified.
It's unverified.
That's a meme.
It's next.
That's a meme.
No, it's not.
That's a meme.
Over time. This wanted to be a meme.
This is Salisbury steak in a plastic container.
Bro, that's a lunch food.
It's a meme.
No, it's not.
Show me the picture. I'm about to.
It's in a thread.
It's a joke.
There's, no, it's not.
This is from AJ McCord.
This is not a joke.
Who?
She's a sports announcer.
It's a joke. It's true. Let me see.
Look at the other stuff. It's not just the food. It's the food, the facilities, the bags that they get with all the goodies and stuff.
This is trolling. Bro, there's no way.
They gave these women, these athletes, Salisbury steak.
Bro, no, they didn't do this. It's not this disrespectful.
The men got lobster mac and cheese.
Bro, they got shrimp, scampi, macaroni,
chicken, steak.
Stay, nah, that ain't real. I bet you I'm gonna find out they're just trolling. It's not a real thing. It can't be. That's crazy.
This is sad.
What's wrong with Salisbury steak?
No, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with Salisbury steak. It's just the audacity. Like, you really about to give these men lobster this and then shrimp and all this chicken and steak and stuff.
They deserve it. They bring in the most money.
Oh, my God. Giving the most money. Like, what? This is a to-go container. These are the frozen vegetables. The frozen mixed vegetables.
I feel like that's
and some mashed potatoes. This is disgusting.
That's
this
not
is
a
disrespectful.
Real thing.
It's not real.
Okay, so what's the wager on it that's not real?
Bro, I'll bet like $100 that this is real.
that specific picture, you know.
This whole tweet, it's a tweet.
No, it's not the picture. Mm-mm. Just the picture. Mm-mm. That specific picture is not real.
Let me see your phone, because I need to go to Bleacher Report Instagram, because
photos from who's this? CPAP, Chloe Palvin.
It's just trolling.
This is
no
not a
way.
Troll tweet.
I just can't see. I don't see the logic.
What do you mean? Because you are a man.
What does that have to do?
Yeah,
you're a man. You're not gonna see that. Like, you're for real. Nobody's
gonna
think about
this.
No,
what does that have to do with me being a man?
No, it's just the fact that like nobody's gonna actually think about these. This has probably been going on for so long.
I'm just asking if it's a real picture now. What makes you think that I can't see that there's a problem with that? Because
I'm
a man.
Nobody posted this. You wouldn't have given a second thought to it.
Oh,
I wouldn't have known.
LeBron.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. LeBron. I didn't want to be the one to do it. Okay. A woman did it. All right. But no, like, I don't mean to cut this because this is a very important conversation, but LeBron is in the locker room right now.
He injured.
Right.
Hoping he not. Where's the wood?
Man, somebody fell into his ankle. Oh, huh? Playing against the Hawks. You shitty ass team. I'm sorry. That's, you know, let me stop.
Wait.
LeBron is like, somebody, like, damn near tackled his ankle.
They took him out?
They tried to.
Yeah.
They got real close.
He walked off the court himself, though, so you know, there's that. But
he's going to come back out, hit a couple threes. That's how you usually do it.
The way they...
He hit a three before going to the locker room, so, you know.
He's so annoying sometimes.
Yeah. Bro, he did that shit in the finals. It made me sick. Came in with cramps. He had to take a shit. He didn't want to tell nobody. Let me hit these two threes before I take this shit.
You know what the crazy part is? Nobody's reporting. Like, it's not being reported heavily about the disparities for the NCAA either. Which is that, like, they're not really talking about the fact that the women are dealing with the things that they're dealing with, and that's troubling because It's a true form. It's nothing but discrimination.
I see it all over my social media. Is it because of the people that you follow?
No. I'm from the actual sports news outlets.
Right.
Yeah, those things aren't being done. Like, they're not sharing it.
That's all sports talk been talking about for the last 2 days.
I'm talking about the majors, SportsCenter, Bleacher Report.
That's what I listen to, bro. Every day, I listen to the disparate. I'm gonna say it. Say it one more time so I can get it.
Disparities.
They've been talking about these damn disparities for the last 2 days.
You can talk about it all day, but like, you know, the true form of media right now, the only form of media that people really care about is clicks and pictures.
It's the fact that even though this is their revamped room, it's still not up to par with the men's.
Right.
It still doesn't look like the men's. There's literally like, what, 8 of each resistance band on here.
Like, what's giving
And they have you? So much stuff. Like,
what gives you the audacity to think that as a woman, the caliber at which they train needs to be lessened? Like, it's that thought process that women are too concerned about gaining like muscle mass. That's why they don't like lift weights and stuff like
they
that.
Like,
it's the
mats.
Same stereotype.
They get yoga mats. That's so insulting. And I'm be honest with you, it's a lot of females that I know are way better athletes when it comes to exercising or playing sports than men. And we've seen on more than one occasion some dudes dudes who talk about them WNBA women and go get cooked on a court by a professional basketball player.
Yeah, like me. That would be me.
That would be you.
Talking shit. But like, damn, she tall as fuck. She'll probably dunk on me, though.